Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 26th of September 2017, and this is the 660th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's early evening, it's about 6, and it's quite cool. Although not quite as cold as this morning when there was frost on some of the cars when I walked past. I went on a long walk on Loch Loftier, the 7K one, and my legs are feeling a bit tired today. A very good thing to do, but really quite chilly with... It's very unusual at this time of the year, late September, for us to have frost in Hobart. But it was lovely doing the walk, lovely fresh air, and I needed it. You've probably noticed in the last couple of podcasts that I'm finding it quite difficult to find my rhythm again, and there's something about a really good long walk that clarifies the mind a bit, and I don't know whether it's quite clarified it, but I do feel as if I've got a bit more direction today than I've had for the last few days. I think it's going to be really cold tonight again, probably about 3 degrees. I can almost smell it. The forecast was for very overcast, but actually we've had lots of blue sky, and I got my washing dry, so it's actually been a really nice day. As you can hear, probably, you might have heard my gate squeaking shut. I am walking again, but not very far. I have decided to be weak, and I've just realised I've left something at home, like my wallet. I'm glad I'm telling you about this. So I'm going to be walking a bit more than I intended. I'm going to get a risotto arrabbiata from the Italian restaurant that is at the end of the crescent. I feel so feeble about cooking at the moment, and an arrabbiata will last me for at least 2 meals, probably 3. So that'll almost see me through the week. So that's what I'm planning to do, but they probably want me to pay for it. So I really do need to get my purse, my wallet. I really love this time of day. It's the sky is... it's very, very pale grey blue with dark grey clouds and pale pink in some places. But really, it is so light now, so light that I, in fact, completely lost any sense of time and missed my sister by an hour. I can't remember the last time I did it, but it just felt so much earlier than it really was. I'm thinking about this, not wanting to cook and feeling a bit overwhelmed by even housework. Or even more so about housework and writing. And I think it's just that what I'm trying to do at the moment is difficult. Now let's see if I can find my wallet. wallet, purse. It is. I just need to rummage quickly. I can find it. Excuse me while I rummage, and then I will think about what I'm saying a bit better. Gosh, I hope I've got it. What can I have done with it? No. I did have it earlier. Here it is. Okay. All set again. Close the door. Key out in my pocket. What I'm doing is difficult, and my desire to avoid it is quite strong. So it's requiring all my real effort of will to stick with it. And I think what's difficult is that I've got something that's overly complex and I need to simplify it. And I'm much, much better at making things more and more complex than simplifying them. Trying to see the skeleton of it all, in fact. That's the main thing. I've got lots of flesh, but my skeleton, I suspect, is made up of several different animals. And so trying to hone it down to a kind of unified message or unified theme, a unified plot, is proving tricky. And I also think that I have to recognise that it's going to take me quite a long time to do that. That it's not going to be a quick fix. In fact, the quick fix idea of it is what's led me astray. If something hasn't quite worked together, I've chosen a sort of band-aid solution which has just made things more complex. So that's where I'm at today. I do hope that you have a much greater clarity with whatever project you're working on, that you've been able to engage with it without wanting to fidget from your seat or whatever it is that, whatever place it is that you're working from. And maybe you're not quite in need of a takeaway meal as I am. But maybe you can reward yourself with one sometime. It's very good for me having to go back for the wallet. I know that I sleep very much better when I've walked. Oh gosh, it's lovely, really lovely. It's a thin slither of moon, not a total slither, but definitely crescent shaped, which is kind of nice as I'm walking onto the crescent right now. Hello. I'm back again. That was my neighbour calling me from across the street. And I know that she wouldn't really want to be broadcast, so. lovely and grey, getting darker. I think I'll see whether I can take a photo from here, from somewhere near here. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.